If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Becky says she discovered them. Free download from Apple Music. You know how you don't discover bands these days is the radio. That's a shame. Nobody listens to the radio anymore. The Allegan County Fair. Let me get back to that. Kuipers, are you on the main area, or are you actually in the grandstand? Because if you're in the main area, it is a disaster. They have seats down. Don't even bother. I don't even know why they have seats down. Pooh Bear and I drive to the Allegan County Fair to see Kid Rock. I got my Texas Longhorn belt buckle on, my acid wash jeans, my too tight t-shirt. Pooh Bear's there, all dolled up. We go walking in, and we're on the main area, on the what do you call it? I guess you would call it the main floor, but it's grass. And Dum Dum comes out, and we can't see shit. We made it through one half of one song and left. I go, you want to leave? She goes, yeah. I go, so do I. It was packed. It was crowded. It was uncomfortable. You could smell all the BO. You can smell the rotting teeth of those losers. All just bad all the way around. I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. Ugh. That was the last time I attempted. No, I saw Kid Rock and at Van Andel Arena again. I still like Kid Rock's music, but boy, what a dickhead that guy is. You know? All right. So I got to check out the Silverstone pickups. What type of music is it? Is it, I'm curious. Is it Blue Eyed Soul? Maybe I should do a quick review of Silverstone pickups while we're at it. That seems like something I would do. So pickups video. They have a song called Lazy Eye. I'm guessing that's a popular song. Just judging by the look of that guy right there, that's all I know about this band. The name and that guy's face. and I'm going to guess this is going to be soft and slow and horrible. And I hope I'm wrong. All right. That guy's hair, I don't like that. I don't like all these young people that are grooving to it. Oh, no. This is bad so far. All right, get to it. Come on. The dude's voice? Come on, guys. This is what you're going to see, god damn it. Jeremy, what the fuck is going on here? Ugh, god damn it, what the fuck? Jeremy writes, oh, it's soft as hell. I'll admit it. I like some pussy rock. Kenny says that was almost as boring as the Beatles. Cole says, Banhammer. Oh, no. Nick writes, this is the pussiest rock to ever puss. Chris says, Smashing Pumpkins, but less hardcore. Nick says he hated it. All right. That was great. I'm glad that happened. I want that to happen more. I want to go through a review of things that you like on this show more often. In my opinion, that's a winner. Jeremy writes, Panic Switch goes way harder. No, I'm done. Yeah, I love you, but what do you have to do to get ready for a show like that? And what goes on at that show? Because that was soulless, Jeremy. There was nothing to that. It was really bad. That was gruesome. Man. All right. We are officially moving on. I haven't even gotten into what I want to talk about yet. There is a story in Detroit about this fucking wacko judge. I hope you can't hear that. You can. You're not supposed to. This judge is just out of her mind. You're going to watch this nice commercial where this lady is sitting down on the couch. All right, here we go. You're not going to believe this story. This guy has worked with this judge. He's like a legal assistant or something like that. And for years, she's been like really horrible to work with. And she started saying really horrible shit about people. And she's like a bigwig judge in Detroit. Well, this guy, and she treats her like shit. So he's been recording her. And then one day, he did the whole whistle blow thing. And now this judge is up Schitt's Creek. Okay, let's get into it. Hold on. You can't hear it because I just fucked it up. Let me back up and then we can hear it. That would have been terrible if I went through this whole thing and couldn't even do it. Okay.
We begin tonight with a judge who makes life-altering decisions for families and those with disabilities, now accused of making racist comments and using shocking, derogatory language. Thank you for joining us for 7 News Detroit at 6. I'm Mike Duffy. 7 investigator Heather Catallo joins us now with more about why an Oakland County probate judge has been removed from her docket. Heather?
Now, I have the, I'm looking through the glasses of I know what she says, and that's the judge right there. But even if I didn't know that, and someone said, what do you think of the demeanor of this judge? And I would say, loudmouth, bullshit, bitch. That's what I would say just by her appearance.
A high-ranking probate court official says he's been recording Judge Kathleen Ryan's statements for years, even though probate court administrator Edward Hutton says he's been harassed by Judge Ryan. He says he does not want this to be about him. Hutton says he's coming forward now because he wants to protect the people who have to face Judge Ryan in the courtroom.
I like that outfit she's
wearing. Kathleen A. Ryan presiding.
Good morning. You may be seated.
After more than 13 years on the bench, Oakland County Chief Probate Pro Tem Judge Kathleen Ryan is out of her courtroom. Chief Probate Judge Linda Hallmark removed Judge Ryan from her docket last week, announcing that a complaint about internal allegations of unprofessional conduct.
By the way, as this is playing, in the bottom of the space, it's typed out, quote, I'm a new racist, quote, judge removed from docket after court official shares recordings. If the big takeaway is you announcing, hey, I'm a new racist. Wow.
Duct was sent to the Judicial Tenure Commission. Judge Ryan was arrested in 2021 for domestic violence.
Okay.
But those charges were later dismissed.
She's one of those. She's one of those women who can, like, kick all manner of ass, you know, not afraid to ball up their fists and punch whoever the fuck in the face.
And now she's back in the headlines.
Well, if you're black from any other country, you're doing way better. If you're an American black person, then you're a lazy piece of.
The 7 investigators.
Oh, my God. What? If you're a black, if you're an American black, you're a lazy bleeping piece of. Well, she said a lazy fucking piece of shit. That's what she said.
Country, you're doing way better. If you're an American black person, then you're a lazy piece of.
The 7 investigators have obtained the recordings that county officials say prompted Judge Ryan's removal.
I have no use for him.
She's made it a living hell in the past 6 years.
Wow.
I mean, it's been terrible. It's cost me relationships. I think it's affected my health. Can't sleep.
Attorney Edward Hutton is the Oakland County Probate Court Administrator. He's in charge of running everything that's not under the judge's purview inside one of the state's largest probate courts. Hutton alleges Judge Ryan has been calling him both during work and after hours for years. And Hutton says during those hours and hours of calls, Judge Ryan said highly inappropriate things.
Why did you start recording the calls?
Because she's a bitch.
I just felt like it wasn't going to change. Nothing's manipulated in it. It's conversations that I was a part of, and I'm absolutely willing to testify to the authenticity of every single one of them.
I can honestly say that, okay, I'm not systemically racist, I'm a new racist. I never was, but now I am because you're shoving the down my throat and making allegations that you don't know about. You're telling me who I am and you've never met me. You.
Hutton says the judge also used homophobic slurs about other elected officials. And that's not all.
A lot of times
she just said F rhymes with Baggett. You're a little F rhymes with Baggett. Oh, no.
They were conversations about sexual encounters that she's having with various individuals.
Okay.
I mean, in intimate detail.
Okay,
Hutton
so
says
she's,
for years he felt like he
she's talking. She's the type that comes in. And, like, you know, farts in her hand and does the scoop and feed and says, oh, man, I got fucked yesterday. Like, you wouldn't believe. She's one of those chicks.
Had to play along. And he says for years he was afraid to speak up.
I didn't want to lose my job and I didn't want to be in her crosshairs. It's such a David and Goliath situation. I don't have the power. I'm not elected. I could get fired
tomorrow. Yeah, you do. You got her. You've
got her. On May 24th, Hutton says he sent Chief Judge Linda Hallmark a notice of sexual harassment.
For 3 months, nothing happened.
That's why on August 22nd, Hutton says he decided to send the recordings to the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court, Oakland County Executive David Coulter, and other public officials.
Holy shit.
And he also contacted me.
I just want to make it right. I haven't filed a lawsuit. I'm not looking for a payday.
Well, who cares if you are? I don't care. You should get a payday, in my opinion, because this is great. I love it when this shit happens. This is good work. You don't want that person who's supposed to be making life-altering decisions about people, with this type of mindset. You're fantastic. Who gives a shit? Sue for $1 billion. I don't care.
I want to keep my job and do it in peace. And I want the people in Oakland County that come to court to get a fair shake, to have their day in court, to have an unbiased trier of fact.
In that email, Hutton said Judge Ryan, quote, has vocalized her hate and contempt for various protected groups. Once the recordings were shared with those state and county officials, Judge Ryan was removed from her docket. In a statement, County Executive Coulter said, quote, there is absolutely no place for harassment of any kind or for racist or homophobic language by anyone at Oakland County, especially by someone the public must be confident will act fairly and impartially. The alleged conduct and abhorrent comments made by Judge Ryan merited her removal from the probate court docket pending further investigation.
Is Judge Ryan fit to be on the bench?
Absolutely not. Nobody with that much hate in their heart for certain people or certain groups of people, I don't believe that they could possibly make fair, unbiased decisions regarding them.
I did reach out to Judge Kathleen Ryan to talk to her about this. Her attorneys sent me this statement that says, quote, we respect the authority of the Michigan Supreme Court. Uh-huh. However, we look forward to vindicating Judge Ryan in the appropriate forum. I also spoke to probate Judge Daniel O'Brien. He says Judge Ryan's friends are supporting her and believe these statements are totally out of character for her.
Okay, so they're supporting her, but they believe, hey, that's out of character? Well, that's saying two things. I mean, because if I did this, I'll ask you, the audience, if I said those types of things, would you support me? I would expect you would not support me. So if I'm a friend of Judge Ryan and the word is getting around that her friends support her, I'm going to say, that's not me. Because she said it. You heard her say it. I'm a new racist. And don't take that out of context. You probably already did. God damn it.
All right, certainly a lot here. But what's next with the Judicial Tenure Commission?
Well, they cannot confirm or deny whether they are pursuing an investigation. There has been some reporting that suggested that the complaint against the judge involved an inappropriate personal relationship. Hutton says that is not true. He says there was no physical contact. This was strictly a sexual harassment complaint about her alleged comments that started all of this.
But again,
he says the bigger issue here is what the judge says about people in protected classes, and he's hoping that that is what the JTC will focus on. So everybody's just sort of waiting to see what they will do.
And it sounds like this is in its early days. We know that you're going to stay on top of it. So
we will follow it.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. There's probably a whole list of things that they didn't even get to. You know, I want to hear the audio of her saying how much cock she got the night before. She probably walks in and says, hey, so-and-so, how you doing? Not bad. Well, I'm walking a little funny. I got so much N-word cock last night, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, fucking terrible. Patrick says they will probably look at her old rulings and throw some out. Kenny says there is zero vindication in this old racist hag's future. Zero. Jeremy says if her friends support her, that's all I need to know. That says all I need to know about her friends. Oh, yeah. Our beloved Rebecca is here. She's married to a African-American gentleman. Very, very sweet couple. One of West Michigan's power couples, if I do say so myself. You know, this is, you know, if you were to go over to like the former Zaniac page, you would expect this type of talk, but not from a probate judge. Nick describes that chick as walks in and gives that dude a pecker tap each morning. There you go. Hit you right in the dick. Rebecca says, what a bitch. My husband is black and he is far from lazy. Yeah, that's a horrible thing to say. Let's just say this. There are two kinds of people in the world, lazy and not lazy. That's it. I know a lot of lazy white people. All right? That type of painting with a broad stroke like that is horrible. Some of the hardest working people on the planet are of color. We know this. What a horrible thing to say by that loudmouth, fat-ass bitch. Jesus. Rebecca says, I'm beloved? Well, I would hope so. Come on now. Are you telling me you're not? I don't believe that. All right. So this weekend I talked about going to see Waylon. And then Sunday, this will kind of take me into my next topic. My dad. I got a lot of people reaching out to me about dad and no longer doing Dear Meathead. And, I mean, honestly, if you were to go back and listen to those old episodes, there were a number of them where I broached the topic and I was kind of like, I don't know. And then the more I thought about it, the more it was creeping into my brain about yanking that deal. And I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it. I honestly don't know if he's going to remember doing it. I don't know if he asks about it, then perhaps. But I'll keep a close ear on that with Joanne. Is my dad asking about the segment? Is he? I mean, because if he starts to like ask about it, and if he's the last thing I want in this weirdo time that we're in for him to have a realization that this is no longer happening. I just don't want him to feel bad. Nor do I at the same time, I don't want him embarrassing himself, which was the reason for my decision to, you know, kind of pull that back and let's kind of move on from that now. And I knew this was coming. I mean, this is all things considered. He still remembers me. We are visiting him on Sunday. I was kind of like reinvigorated. Boy, now let's follow this up with let's go visit him. So we're packing up the family truckster. Actually, it's just Diana and I and Madison and maybe Ash in the car and going to see my dad. So I'll just let you know how that goes. You know, it's always good to be with him and see him. Hopefully Ash goes, because I remember Ash was just starting to become a dude. Okay. And Ash, when he first met my dad, Ash was pretty, you know, sheepish about his appearance at the time, because his face hadn't started to change, his voice hadn't gotten deeper, you know, it didn't look like he had an Adam's egg. He looked girlish, and much different now. Voice is real deep, has a different bone structure in his face appears differently, looks like a dude. He walks up to my dad and says, hello, I'm Ash. And Ash goes, hey. Or dad goes, hey, you're a good-looking guy. And Ash just kind of like starts to beam. That's like the best news you can tell a transgender person who is starting to take medicines to make them into a dude. This is the best thing you can tell them. When Madison's car got all fucked up, the Accord.
I'm in the Big B parking lot. I can't do this stuff.
Put Ash on. Ash, what's the problem?
Oh, it's an alternator. I'm going to try to jump it. Maybe we can get it going.
Yeah, all right. Just do your thing. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, I got you.
Madison gets a flat.
I'm going to call my dad.
I'll call your dad. I got this. Fuck you.
I love that dynamic. Jeremy says, regarding Dear Meathead, remember your dad when he was younger. If you continued it and played a future recording for younger dad, would he be proud of that? Huh? I don't get it. This is like a Inception moment here. What do you... So, are you telling me if I got a recording from like last week and went back in time and played it for my dad? Is that what you're asking me? Madison says if she ever loses her DS case again, he can find it for her. You know, I want to play that right now, but I don't have it in front of me. Kenny says, you're doing the right thing, easy. If he asks about it, maybe call him and see how it goes. Take it day by day. Maybe do it a pre-record for something to listen to while I'm away content. Patrick adds, concerning our comments about black people and white people and being lazy. Hot Wings and Steve are the laziest people I know, and they are white. Steve isn't that lazy. Hang on, folks. I'm going to mute my mic so I can cough. Having a hell of a time. Steve is not lazy off the air. He does shit. Hot Wings is lazy. Everything radio related. But I don't know if it's so much lazy. He doesn't know how. He doesn't have the skill set to do the job that is needed. Well, none of them do, except for Kelly, for that matter. All right. Where am I here? Where else do I want to go? Okay, I'm going to go potty and then come back and do more podcasting. How does that sound? I don't want you to go anywhere. All right, I've got 31 hardcore listeners who are finding their way with me today. I'm so happy for that. All right, I'm back. I guess the audio for that destroyed everyone's ears. Sorry about that. Just got a great email when I was taking a leak. Nick, who I hear from time to time. Easy. I'm behind on podcasts, so please forgive the info overload. Kid Chris reaching out to you got me thinking about a few things. I still think you should write a book seriously and make sure to include chapters on how you've built your podcast. Podcasting empire, as he puts it. Which, whatever. People will pay to read your story, and people will pay to read about how to build a podcast up from the ground. And maybe it would help you build a podcast network. Let's say a show like Kid Chris one day wants to get into the podcast only game. He signs a 1 or 2 year deal with EZ Productions to market, distribute, etc. Speaking of podcast network, build it, he says. At least set up a framework. You mentioned the idea of a show with Madison about her coming out, etc. It would be very interesting. It could be a limited run of a few episodes, but putting that out under the Easy Productions LLC banner would be great. You could start off with shows that have a limited run and then work into longer running shows, like Who Are These Podcasts did with Who Are These Socials and Who Are These Broadcasters. I'm sure Carl would help you out, but I'm happy to lend a hand with anything you need. Finally, and this is the petty jerk that I am, but what about the Eric Zane Show podcast doing the Adopt a Highway thing on a stretch of highway Greg has to take to work every day? Every day, he'd see the free advertising for your show. Just a thought. Could be a great annual summer event for the show to organize the cleanup. I know the state provides the materials. Okay, that's all for my brain dump. Let me know if I can help in any way. Don't forget about the 401c3. 401c3? 501c3? Isn't it 501? Also. And take care. Sign Nick. So, yeah, the idea of highway cleanup. You know how it says, next mile, McDonald's. I would name it next mile. Eric Zane is still married with original wife podcast. It would be something like that. Or Eric Zane laughs at Freebeer's hair podcast or something ridiculous. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is. Mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, easy, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I love the idea of a book. I love all of those ideas. I love every single bit of this. Aram writes, how to get 31 viewers on Twitch. I don't know about that. Right? Oh, thanks. I don't know what it is, even though there are still, you know, usually 2 or 3 dozen people that watch the show. I still think it's the greatest show on earth. I still feel that way. I still feel that if people see it, they'll like it. Even if they don't know anything about me, that there is something there that's enjoyable. I don't know why I still believe that. Perhaps I am a glutton for punishment. But you all stay here. I know I've got you. And I know you're not going to go anywhere. But it's, again, as I've said before, my bread is not buttered on Twitch. My bread is buttered in one of many different ways. That's the only thing that keeps me going. That's the only way I'm able to survive is because of how different the bread is buttered. Free beer would be littering shit all over that stretch of highway. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I like all those ideas. The podcast with Madison, okay? The writing the book, the doing more shows, the podcast network. And I, right now, without any of those things in play, I'm exhausted. Doing what I'm doing now, alone, I don't have enough hours in the day. And then it's so bad that, excuse me, I don't have hours to do things that are important around this house, which is why I get yelled at for, you know, by Pooh Bear. If I suddenly started, I mean, I don't know, man. Now, maybe I'm wasting time, but honestly, during a given week, I find myself going from job to job to job to job to job. I'm not like outside of the when I have to take a nap because I'm exhausted. I don't know about that. Aram says writing a book is not as easy as it sounds, at least for me. Yeah, I'm guessing that everything takes time. It's all about time. All right. Anyway, thank you for the email, Nick. I want to update you. Now I'm going to save that for the Patreon. I'm going to save that. I'm going to save a lot of this stuff for the Patreon. The NFL opened up last night, and they were all about Taylor Swift, and it was awesome because there's video of her walking into, like, in the bowels of the stadium, and she looked like $1 million. She's wearing, like, I guess people wear denim. There's a lot of, she had like a denim halter top on, and she had like a denim skirt on. Makeup was perfect. She looked casual, but still looked ridiculously awesome. Had these very tall leather, red leather boots on. And they look fantastic.
I rely on Medicare. God. For 30 years, drug companies relied on my...
Really, really impressive. Sorry about that sound there that just came booming in. I don't know what that was. So she came in there, and then sure enough, they put her on the... they put her, like, on the TV. Hey, Taylor's here. Taylor's here. And, you know, then everybody immediately... It's love or hate. It is love or hate, you know? Kenny does not like her. We had him on the show yesterday, and he didn't really give me like a an intelligent reason why he doesn't like her. He just said, "I'm sick of her. I'm sick of her. I'm sick of her. I'm sick of her." I was like, "What? Huh? You see the sun every day. You're not sick of it. How can you be sick of something?" Bob says something horrible and calls her a rat-faced trailer park skank. What the fuck is wrong with you? And then calls her mid. She's mid. I don't know what that means. And Jeremy, he says something terrible about her. I think she's great. You guys are idiots. What the hell is wrong with you? What? Why would you take a run at Taylor Swift? So foolish on your part. But the game, so the Ravens are down by 7. Last play of the game. Lamar runs around like an idiot, and then he just fucking whips the ball, and Isaiah Likely catches it in the end zone, feet down, touchdown. Ravens down by 1. They can either tie it with a conversion or go for 2 and win it in Kansas City on the opener, but then the ref says, hang on, let's go to the replay, because they, like, review every touchdown, you know? And it was close. But Isaiah Likely, his toe was out of bounds. Ah, that's it. Game over. And they looked at the, they said, yeah, it's, he was out of bounds. Now, you couldn't tell in real time. It was so close. But, so that's it. Now we begin with the Lions. You got Dan Campbell, Applebee's. In fact, Joe Martinez is so aggressive in his trolling me. I wonder if he's here right now. He is. He's so aggressive. He sent me, there was a graphic that showed the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. And he wrote, "Your boy is not even in the top 10. And then he said something mean. And the thing is, I thought he was coming around because he started to say, he's like, yeah, you know, not this year, but next year, which is weird because he was hating on them. And now he's like, kind of like starting to waver a little bit. And he doesn't like Dan Campbell. He says he's stupid and not a good coach. He says Detroit is going down this year. Well, it would have to be a colossal collapse because most people picked them to win the Super Bowl. I wrote, yeah, Jared Goff, he's only as good as the offensive line. Luckily, they are diverse. steady and reliable players that have solid coaching. And that's totally true. You know, you got Laporta. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Khalif Raymond, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, not to mention a stud group of offensive linemen, ranked number one in football. And he wrote, solid coaching. A solid coach would have kicked field goals, so I think he's referring to decisions made in the NFC Championship game. So I'm like, look, dude, I don't know, man. All I know is last year there was four teams standing, and they were there. And most are saying that they got better in the offseason. So I'm going to take the word of experts over my local furnace repairman. That's what I'm going to do. All right? Cole says the Lions play the Seahawks this year. Maybe call Justin right before that and get his thoughts on the game. Then you could ask him about this second email also. All right. I like that. Joe Martinez says, I am not a Jordan Love. I think he meant to wrote fan. I'm not a Jordan Love fan, but Green Bay will light them up. Well, I am a Jordan Love fan. And he's the real fucking deal. And that's not a stretch because Green Bay beat the shit out of Detroit, not in game one, but in the second game of the year, Green Bay, I think that was a Thanksgiving game. Oh, Green Bay in Detroit, Green Bay and Jordan Love humiliated the Lions. It was ugly. Jordan Love is so good. Such a good quarterback. Joe says they are not experts. They didn't even pick the Chiefs to win. I'm just saying that there are people that do this for a living, handicap, and they're picking the Lions. Kenny says, don't worry about being blocked because I'm sure Justin blocked your number. They have apps where you can create a new number and call him for that idea. Well, I didn't give him my number. I blocked my number when I called him. He does not have my number. I made it so that when I called Justin, it said that it showed up as no number. He can't block my number. Okay, Lions will lose to Green Bay, San Francisco, Baltimore, and Minnesota. Maybe. I don't know. I hope not. I think they're going to be fucking great this year. I will be let down. Aram says they have one of the best running games in football. Cam Sutton was the weak link. Who do they have taking his spot in the secondary now? I don't know. I know they picked up some free agents, but that's how they got Sutton, free agency. And they drafted some defensive backs, but they're young. So I would say that their weakest spot right now is still their defensive secondary. Questionable at best. But they do have some good players in the secondary. Brian Branch is a stud. He was a rookie last year out of Alabama, and he's very, very good. All right. They play on Sunday at 8:15. Matthew Stafford and his pain-in-the-ass wife come to Detroit. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Matthew Stafford's a goddamn legend. Michigan State plays Maryland. Go green, go white, fight, fight. Larry Nassar, fight, fight, fight. Go green, go white, Larry Nassar, fight, fight, fight. I made that up. No, seriously, go green, go white. I am becoming a Michigan State fan just because of it's annoying to Michigan fans. That's all. I don't even dislike Michigan. I dislike the fan base. Okay? So I hope that Texas beats Michigan. But I really don't think they are. There is no way in fuck that Texas is going to beat Michigan at Michigan. It's not happening. And it's not going to be that close. I would love it if Texas did beat those arrogant cunts. But they are not going to. You heard it right here first. Okay? Kenny says, go this color, go that color. Who gives a shit? Joe's going to the goddamn Michigan game. He's rolling in so much HVAC money that he's got season tickets to Michigan football. He's going to be there with his lovely better half. Maybe a little sex before and after the game. Maybe during the game. My God, those Mexican women. Holy shit, they'll make your blood boil. Son of a bitch. All right. I want to thank Berlin Raceway for being part of the show. They've had another great year, and tomorrow is the finale. Get your tickets for just $14 at berlinraceway.com. Parking is free. 15 and under are free. Bring a cooler with all the goodies. It's championship night at Berlin Raceway. Rick from TC Paintball invites you to check him out if you're looking to have a great time. The premier paintball destination in Michigan is TC Paintball. They're online at tcpaintballgr.com. They are amazing. TC Paintball. They have a fully stocked pro shop with everything you need. You can try out the equipment. And all you need to do is come as you are. You don't need any special gear. You can rent all the stuff there. Their rental equipment is second to none. Really, really good. And one day we're going to have another paintball event there. It's been so dry and Rick's so busy. And I'm like, I'm sick of it. I want to do an event, man. Come on. My Mexican brothers want to meet there. Come on. It's all Mexicans when we go. It's just we should speak Spanish. Rick and I are the only white people. TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, Michigan. All right, I got several more to mention. First of all, My Policy Shop Insurance, a legendary place for everything insurance related. Frank Fuss is a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Reach out to him that way. Leave your name. Tell him you heard about him from me, and what you want. And this is a client where anywhere in the U.S. you can take advantage of his services. Buyinsurancehere.com. Buy now, refinance later. With the Mario, I said that all fucked up. Buy now, refinance later. With the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Reach out today from anywhere in the U.S. When it comes to furnaces, heating, and cooling, there's only one. That's Joe Martinez. And I want to spell this out to you very clearly. If in the last 2 years you have not had, you have not taken advantage of the free DTE furnace cleaning and diagnostic test, you can get this for 100% free. You should do this every year. But if that describes you, you call Joe, say, Senor, please come do this to my furnace. Clean it, tune it up, and run diagnostics on it. He will say, okay. When it comes time to pay, you don't. It's free. DTE covers the freight. Joe gets paid by DTE. You pay zero. If you have done this in the last 2 years, still pay the man to have it done because you should have it done every year. $145. You tune that thing, run diagnostics on it. He's going to compare it to the previous year. Your thing is your furnace is still running at optimal level. This is great. That's how you do it. And you call his ass or text 616-516-8579. Now remember, if Michigan loses, call that number or text it and say, fuck you. 616-516-8579. So call or text when you want him to work on your shit, or if Michigan loses, say, suck my dick at 616-516-8579, because he fucking deserves that. Piano Finger Banger says, Kenny, why aren't you a Tennessee Volunteer fan? Kenny says, I don't watch college football. College football is the best it's ever been because it's okay for the players to get paid and leave teams whenever they want. That's why it's great. That's why I love it. Make sure you text Joe Martinez if they lose. Finally, thank you to King's Room Barbershop. They just signed up for 6 more months of marketing on this podcast, and I am so very proud of that. Please go to King's Room Barbershop. There's 3 locations, and get your haircut. It's a haircut fit for a king or a lady who likes short hair. King or queen who likes hair short. That's all they do. You go in. All right, I want this. $19. Plus tip. I walked in with that image of, who's the, is it Sandra Bullock? Sandra, was she in Gravity? Sandra Bullock's dead boyfriend. And I said, this is how I want my hair to look. This is the pic right here. This is the one. This is the actual picture. I actually brought this picture in to King's Room Barbershop. The one on the bottom there. I saw that picture and I'm like, look at that dude's fucking hair. I said, dude, you got to do this hair on me. He goes, who's that? I go, it's a dead guy. He goes, all right, let's do it. Now, right now, I don't have my hair done up like I like to do. I really like to primp it, but we're getting closer to perfection. He goes, easy, this is not going to happen overnight. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, it's going to take a few cuts to get this the way I want it to be. Okay? I go, all right. Amazing Blue says, was that easy? I couldn't tell the difference. David in Hudsonville. He says, I'm giving another sponsor a try, easy. Kuiper Tree Care. Oh, God bless you. Now, when you talk to Benjamin over there, have you spoken? Have you done this yet? Have you actually reached out to Kuiper Tree Care yet? As you know, make sure you mention that you heard about it here. Because between Kuiper Tree Care and EstateWise, those are both tentative. Like, sometimes I'll put people on, and those two in particular, those are trades. The way I do it is, I say, hey, I want you to cut down this tree. Okay. How much does it cost? This amount. Okay. Hey, by the way, I want you to be on the podcast. How much does it cost? And I say this amount. Let's trade. Okay, fine. You cut down my tree. I'm going to tell everybody about the great job you did. And they're going to call you. And when they call you, you will see that advertising on the Eric Zane Show podcast works. Thus, he comes back around. It's called return on investment. Same thing with EstateWise. He does all my estate planning. He's on the podcast. That's the trade. If you call, now or as it progresses, cash deal. And easy likes the cash, keeps the lights on, keeps Pooh Bear happy, money to the fraud bus, whatnot. On and on. Kenny says, I think it would be funny to pay some young college-age girl to hit on Eric at Meyer and go on and on about his hair or something so we could hear about the interaction here on the show. You don't have to pay anybody to do that. That happens all the fucking time. You think I'm this handsome and no one hits on me? I'm just kidding. I sound like Freebeer. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No, but there was a moment where there's a lady in the neighborhood who Pooh Bear. She goes, I think so-and-so's got the hots for you. I go, she does not. Yes, she does. And I hate her for that. I'm like, ah, that actually makes me feel good. I go, you keep on hating her and don't worry. I'm not going to cheat on you. I don't have a libido anymore. We know this. We've talked about that. I am like one of the Unsullied on goddamn Game of Thrones. It's just not there. I don't have a libido anymore. If a chick's, yeah, hey, want to fuck? I'm like, nah, not really. Oops. Sorry about that. If hottest chick in the world comes to say, hey, man, you want to fuck? Hey, come on, let's fuck. I'm like, no, not really. I'm busy. I got to cut the lawn. Like if Pooh Bear gets all dialed up and says, hey, want to eat some ass? Walk. She's gonna leave me because I am useless in the bedroom. I am absolutely useless. Holy shit. Stevie loves the fact that her O'Neill is here. Hi, O'Neill.
What's the O'Neill? Hi.
Hey, how are you doing? It is time for the asshole of the day. Nominations, please, for asshole of the day. I think I know who's got it. Yesterday, it was a 14-year-old school shooter. Think we know who's getting it. Uh-oh. All right. Brought to you, of course, by TC Paintball. Our pal Justin Nettlebeck is the asshole of the day. Congrats, Justin. Aw. I am going to tell on someone that can do nothing to you, Easy. I have had it with this terrible harassment. I'm going to have your boss that has nothing to do with you fire you. I am so upset about this, Easy. All right. Go green. Go white. Go orange. Go white. Hook 'em horns or hook 'em horns or horns up or whatever it is. Actually, I'll talk to you on the Patreon. I forgot about that. On the Patreon. For those of you that are not on Patreon, sign up free for 7 days. GATREON.com/Eric Zane. Don't be an asshole. Sign up. And bye.